From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Early Friday morning, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies on patrol in the area of Singley Hill Road in Lolita tried to make a traffic stop on a vehicle. The driver of the vehicle later identified as 46-year-old David Mall of Eureka failed to yield, and a pursuit ensued. Deputies pursued that vehicle on U.S. Highway 101 northbound. Speeds reached in excess of 100 miles an hour. A spike strip successfully deployed on Humboldt Hill Road. The vehicle entered Highway 101 again and got disabled, crossed the center median, and crashed into the marsh near Herrick Avenue. Southbound on-ramp. Mall and a passenger, 41-year-old Kevin Wangler of McKinleyville, fled from the vehicle on foot. They were quickly apprehended. Mall booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of felony evading, resisting a peace officer, and conspiracy to commit an act injurious to public health. Wangler booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges including resisting a peace officer. Yesterday afternoon, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies sent to a residence on the 100 block of Indianola Reservation Road in Lolita for the report of an assault that had just happened. Upon arrival, deputies found that the suspect, 48-year-old Seely Lane Spott Jr., had gotten into an altercation with a 30-year-old man. At one point during the altercation, Spott reportedly struck the victim in the head with a bat, causing injury. He then took off. Deputies searched the surrounding areas but were unable to find Spott or his vehicle. He's wanted on charges of assault with a deadly weapon other than a firearm. He's American Indian, about 5'5", 210 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, last seen driving a blue or silver Toyota Corolla. Humboldt County Roads and California State Parks will start digging the inlet side of the failed culvert in Whitmore Grove by tomorrow. They'll be putting in a one-lane closure at the site and will have traffic signals up tonight. It's a one-lane closure, not a full road closure. They're hoping they can perform a fix of the culvert by removing the first 35 feet of pipe that collapsed, putting concrete in the bottom of the remaining 75 feet, adding a new piece of culvert to the first section, and then put a new liner through the entire pipe. If the option goes as planned, they'll be able to keep one lane only closed in Whitmore Grove. If that doesn't work, they'll have to do a full road closure for about 10 days. Eureka PD's Community Safety Enhancement Team, working along with Eureka Community Services, conducted a cleanup of several abandoned encampments in the Greenbelt near the 2100 block of First Street. During that operation, workers took out about 1,700 pounds of trash. The cleanup operation in response to citizen complaints concerning illegal drug use, disturbances, fires, and stolen property there. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.